Well, the excitement of the amateur charity play in which Jane appeared is over now, and things have settled back to a state of normalcy at the Aces. In fact, as we look in on the living room of the bungalow now, just after dinner, we find Mr. Race dozing off as he still holds the evening paper. Jane and the Aces' friend Marge sit nearby. Marge with a book, Jane with her thoughts. Listen.
Marge, look.
What?
Look at him. He's fallen asleep again.
Oh, yes. He's tired out, I guess.
He's been doing that every night lately. Starts to read the paper and then falls asleep. That's sure a lot of fun for me. Gets so quiet around here, you can hear a gum drop.
what did you say?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Just sarcastic here. Do you know that you've fallen asleep four times already since dinner?
Oh, I wasn't sleeping. I just dozing.
Well, what do you expect me to do? Just sit here and toddle my thumbs?
Well, I'm sorry, Jane.
I'd like to do something sometimes. We don't do anything anymore, much less go dancing.
Dancing?
How'd you happen to think of that, Jess?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking how we used to do things.
Well, I certainly don't feel like dancing. I haven't been feeling much like doing anything lately.
Well, what's the matter? Are you under the weather?
No, I don't know. It just don't feel right.
What is it, dear? What's the matter?
Nothing. I don't know what it is. It just don't feel right. It's gotten so I hate to get up in the morning. I hate to open up the office. I hate to attend the business.
Oh, it's something you hate, huh?
The hate, yes, I guess so, Jane.
Well, you ought to see a doctor.
No, I don't want to see a doctor. It's nothing. I'll get over it, I guess.
Well, does something hurt you? What is it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You ought to know if something hurt you. Where do you feel bad?
All over.
Well, now we're getting some. All over? What do you mean, from head to tail?
Well, yes, from head to tail.
But doesn't some certain thing bother you most, like your throat, or your chest, or your stomach, or your tonsils, or your appendix?
It sounds like an organ recital, the way.
Yes, doesn't it, though? Well, I have to find out just what it is. What do you mean you feel bad? What kind of bad?
Oh, I just feel, glad.
Well?
I feel glad.
Again, please.
I said I feel glad.
Once more, and stick out your tongue a little further when you say that.
What is it? What do you want?
I want to look at your tongue.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry I even said anything about that.
Will you please let me look at your tongue, dear?
All right. There.
Mm-hmm. All right, dear, you can put it back now.
Well, what did you see?
No, I've often wondered what they see on a person's tongue when they ask you for it.
Oh,
you know what it is, Marge?
Yeah, the doctor says.
Oh, I am not. I'm just trying to find out what's the matter with him.
I tell you, I don't know, Jane. I can't tell you. I've just been feeling this way for a few days now, and I just don't seem able to snap out of it.
Well, then you have to see a doctor. That's what they're for. They make you feel better. That's why they have medicine.
Oh, medicine. I don't need any medicine.
Oh, well, you don't have to take it. You feel better even when they just give it to you. How about that time I went to see Dr. Phillips? Remember he gave me that bottle of medicine and I didn't take any because I misunderstood the directions on the bottle?
What was that, Jane? What directions?
Well, he gave me this bottle of medicine and the directions said, keep bottle tightly corked. So I just didn't open it to take any.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, dear?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, yeah. Can't you do the same thing I did?
No, I don't think I want to bother. I'll be all right.
I can't sit here night after night, night and night, not doing a thing, watching you fall asleep while you read the paper.
I wish I could fall asleep at night as easily as I do after dinner.
Oh, haven't you been sleeping well?
I've had insomnia for a week.
Insomnia? Oh, well, a little sleep will cure that.
Yes, that's all you
sure,
need.
Sure, just a little sleep.
Is there all this here, just insomnia?
Maybe, I don't know.
What you need, my friend, is a little exercise. Can't you get out and play some handball or something?
No, he can't play ball. He's so tired now, he can't even stay up long enough to take me anywhere after dinner.
Oh, where do you want to go, Jane?
I don't know. Anywhere. I'd like to do something besides just sit here like a bum on a log every night watching you sleep.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what it is.
Well, you're the first person I ever heard that was sick and didn't know what hurt him. Does your throat hurt?
No.
Well, how's your appendix?
just fine. How's yours?
A pretty good son. No, I'm not talking about mine.
Oh, you had your appendix out, didn't you, Dad?
I think so.
You think so? You think you had your appendix? Listen, you either had it out or you didn't. There's nothing they can slip up and take away from you while you're not looking.
Oh, she had hers out years ago.
I'm not the one that's sick. Stop talking about me. I'm worried about you, dear.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to worry you, Jerry.
Well, I have to worry if you don't feel well. And if you don't feel well, you have to see a doctor. A doctor a day, you know.
What?
You know the saying. How's it go? A doctor a day,
Is a stitch in time?
Yes, that's it.
Yes, and if you see a doctor, he'll make you well. We won't have to be sitting around here like this night after dinner. We can have some fun. Go to dances and things. Why, he'll have you dancing before you can say Bill Robinson.
Bill? Oh, he will.
Sure. Isn't that right, Mark? Mm.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it, Jeff. But I think maybe he's just been working too hard. Have you?
Well, I have done some pretty serious working lately.
Well, that's all it is.
Don't tell him that, Mark. How do you know?
Oh, I guess maybe she's right.
Overwork will do it, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Overwork and no exercise always does it.
I guess so.
Oh, what are you, her guess, man?
Guess? No. But she's right. Overwork and no play, you know.
Make Jack, and that's what you're trying to make, isn't it?
Yes, but I may have been overdoing it a little. Maybe that's it. I don't...
Oh, and stop saying maybe. You don't know for sure, do you? But a doctor does. Maybe you need some kind of Vitaphones, those little pills they give.
Well, let's just forget about the whole thing, will you, Jane?
Well, I can't forget about it now. I'm worried.
I knew I shouldn't have told you anything about it.
Well, sure you should have. If a person can't tell his own wife when he's sick, then I don't know.
Well, I'm not exactly sick.
I've always been brought up to see a doctor, even back home, because my father's a doctor. And the minute we didn't feel good, we always told him, and he gave us something that made us well. I wish you were here now. He can do something to you.
Oh, I suppose you could get me a cut rate.
Oh, he wouldn't charge you anything. He never charged any of us in the family. He used to treat us.
Oh, he treated you.
Sure, you remember back home, Mark.
Oh, indeed I do. He treated me often enough.
Yeah.
The last letter you got from home said your mother went to some other doctor, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a specialist. Father sent her to him. He didn't do her shoulder much good, though.
Well, you see?
Well, you read her letter. He told her teeth would have to come out. So she took out both plates and laid them on the table and walked out.
Yes, I remember that.
But this is different.
No, you mean I have no plate?
Yes. No, I mean your shoulder doesn't hurt. That's not it, is it?
No, I don't know what it is, James.
But it must be something.
Look, will you do me a favor, Jane?
What?
Let's not discuss it anymore. I just want to read my paper in quiet.
But I'm worried.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have told you
that. Well, now, you can't blame her for being worried. You do act like an invalid. Now, why don't you ease everybody's mind by dropping in to see a doctor tomorrow?
But I don't want to start with doctors.
Well, now, that's ridiculous. Oh. What are you scared of? Can't you have a doctor diagnose you?
Oh, they won't have to do that, will they?
What?
Why do you scare him and tell him they'll have to do that?
Oh, she's just scaring you, dear. Maybe they won't have to diagnose.
No, I mean, just have a doctor look him over.
Oh, I don't know.
It might not be anything, dear. It might just be... But you've got a headache.
Or tight shoes.
Yeah. Anything like that.
I think you should see a doctor at that.
Well, I'd rather not talk about any more of it. Do you mind, Jane, if I just read my paper now?
Oh, all right. Go ahead and read your paper.
Well, thanks, Jane.
Now, don't you worry, Jane. I can't help it. It's nothing serious. And if he wouldn't be so obsolete, why can't he go to a doctor?
Maybe.
Oh, you two stop that racket. I can't read with you.
Dear, I only want to say one more thing.
Oh, please, Jay, not now.
No, I want to get this off my chin, and then I'm through. If you don't go to see the doctor tomorrow, I'm going to have the doctor for dinner tomorrow night.
Make him well done.
What? Don't bother him, Jay.
Yeah, please don't bother me. I want to read. Can't you two find something to do without bothering about me?
Well, I'd like to go on with this book.
Okay, then, Marge. Go on. Go ahead.
All right. You two just go ahead and read. I'll sit here and not say a word like a mammy.
Okay.
What? You know a good doctor.
Well, I know several. Why?
Well, I'm going to get one here if you won't go to see one.
Oh, now, don't do that, Jane. It'll only start an argument. Maybe you'll go to one tomorrow.
I hope so.
And maybe you'll feel better by tomorrow.
I hope so.
No, don't look so forlorn, Jane.
And this upsets me. I'm not used to him being sick. And the minute you mention a doctor, he flies off the coop.
Oh, he'll be all right.
I wonder if he's got a temperament.
Oh,
I wish I had one of those little thermometers.
Jane, stop it. You're making this worse than it is. There's nothing wrong with it except he needs a little exercise and to be outdoors.
Oh, no, now don't keep saying that. You see how tired he is now. How can he take exercises?
But that's just the point. Taking exercise will make him snap out of it.
Oh, I don't see how he can take exercise. Oh, look. What? Look at him.
Sound asleep.
And you want him to take exercise. All he can do is to take his daily dozing.
what was that you said?
Nothing, dear. Just relax. Go back to
school. Well, just what does seem to be the trouble with Mr. Race? Does he take Jane's advice, and does Jane carry off her threat if he doesn't take her advice? We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.